Now, before we wrap up here, I want to show you one example of how to incorporate GLM products with ground-based lightning networks and radar observations. In this four-panel layout, the top left shows gridded GLM event density every 5 minutes with the one-minute update. Overlaid on that is the point-based ENTLN IC plus CG, or total lightning, displayed every 5 minutes with the one-minute update. This panel will show us how much lightning a storm is producing and can signal the future occurrence of severe weather if a sudden increase in total lightning is observed. Using both ground-based and satellite-based lightning data here will give you a more holistic view of the lightning activity. The upper right panel shows MRMS reflectivity data at the minus 10 degrees C level, along with ENTLN, IC, plus CG lightning data every 5 minutes with the 1 minute update. Remember that the first significant electrical charging begins when MRMS reflectivity is greater than 35 dBc at or above the minus 10 degrees C level. So this panel will help you clue in on what storms are becoming electrically active and can give you an increased lead time for first cloud-to-ground strike. The bottom left panel is the GLM minimum flash area product, which can signal to you when convection is ramping up. Lastly, the bottom right is the GLM total optical energy product that can highlight lightning channels in stratiform regions that may pose a safety threat. Using all of these products together will help you maximize the valuable information that lightning data has to offer during warning operations.